Weekly Dose of Fat, show number one for April 25th, 2014. FatBike.com, the world's number one resource for information on fat bike products, event and race coverage, interviews, and living the fat bike lifestyle, presents Fat Bike Radio.
This week's show is sponsored by Surly. You know those guys. They just want to help.
Hey, welcome Fat Bike Brethren. I'm Sven.
And this is your Uncle Gomez. And the Weekly Dose of Fat.
Just a couple of quick notes before we get started this week. You can always find the Fat Bike Radio page at fat-bike.com/radio and look for us on Facebook and Twitter.
Our top story involves USA Cycling talking about the U.S. Fat Bike National Championships. Micah Rice from USA Cycling told Fat Bike that they're actively discussing the possibilities of becoming the sanctioning body for the U.S. Fat Bike Nationals for 2015. We'd like to know what you think about USA Cycling getting involved with the Fat Bike Nationals. Let us know what you think by emailing your thoughts to info@fat-bike.com.
We like to hear all about fat bike events in your area. Here's a heads up on what could be an interesting event held in conjunction with the Sugarcane Bike Fest in Scullville, New Jersey. A fat bike BMX class is being offered for the first time. If you're in the area, check it out and let us know what you see. There'll be a link to the event on the Weekly Dose of Fat page this week for more information.
Next up is what's happening in the test kitchen after a word from our sponsors.
It doesn't matter what your pleasure is, fat or 29 plus. Check out the Boss Titanium Fat Bike at jadecycles.com. Visit the Boss at Jade Cycles and stay tuned for the release of their new 100mm carbon wheel set.
We're back. So Sven, what's up in the test kitchen?
We got a lot going on in there. We've got the Sarma Hoboy Carbon Fat Bike Fork on the Schlick Roll-Off Belt Drive test rig, and we're loving that so far. We gave Colin Ford, our buddy, we gave him the RSD Mayer fat bike that we've had for quite a while. He's been on that for the past couple of weeks and sent us in a report that we're going to actually coalesce into a story on the site with some thoughts from other riders. I know we returned the Alu Boo last week. You met with those guys. What'd you think?
It was great to see those guys, and I was sorry to see that bike go. I really kind of fell in love with that little bike. I can't wait to share my thoughts in the long-term review.
Cool. Speaking of long-term reviews, Aris wrapped up about 6 months of testing on the 11.9 fat bike fork that we got last winter and has been beating the heck out of it at Ray's Indoor Mountain Bike Park. We even got a short video coming up of him doing a backflip on it, so look for that on the site soon.
That should be amazing. Well, we're continuing to evaluate the new V tires, the Bulldozer, H Billy, Snowshoe XL, and Trax Fatty. Those came in just about the time that the snow disappeared and the trails were all wet, so the trails are ready to ride again, and we'll be throwing those on our fat bikes and giving those a good run through.
Yeah, I saw that, or took the H-Billy out on the local trails around the Milwaukee River here a couple times, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty decent trail tire.
We're also just about ready to return the Ventana El Gordo. I'll be sorry to see that bike go. I really, really liked riding that bike. I think that bike is going to be a winner. And we just returned, as we said, the Alubu. We had four people ride that bike, so we should have quite a lot to say about the final review on that.
You've got a complete season on the 45 North Wolfhammer boots. I know you really like them. What did you got any thoughts on that?
Well, I really didn't think anything was ever going to replace my trusty Sorrels, but this winter really put them to the test, and I got some below zero riding in that just doesn't happen every winter. And I really think that those Wolfhammers are the best boots on the market right now.
Very good. Well, we got a lot of other stuff coming up in the weeks ahead in the test kitchen. We'll save some of those for next show. Right now, we've got a new contest at fatbike.com, and we're going to tell you about that right after a word from Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
Speaking of Zion Cyclery, Chris, the owner, is the talent behind Fat Bike Radio's intro music.
Yeah, I've known Chris a long time. He's a super talented guy. Illustrations, all sorts of stuff. So we've got a contest going at fatbike.com for a top-of-the-line Abus Bordo Big Fat Bike Friendly Lock and a jaunty Abus baseball cap.
It's jaunty.
Hey, all you have to do is come up with a limerick using the words or phrases Bordo, Bordo Big, or Abus, and email it to Sven@fat-bike.com, or just click on the link on this week's Weekly Dose of Fat webpage where you'll get more complete information.
Well, that's our show this week. I'd like to thank our show sponsor, Surly Bikes. They were almost fat first. If you'd like to help fatbike.com with its mission to spread fat biking all over the planet, consider helping by underwriting this show. Give Gomez a shout at gomez@fat-bike.com to discuss the opportunities.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.